Harpist Suzanne MacDonald and Linda Wood Rollo have been working together for more than 30 years, composing music, writing two highly acclaimed series of harp method books, and teaching a generation of harp students. Many of their students have become world-class soloists, respected orchestral musicians, and well-prepared and thoughtful teachers. Positive encouragement and selfless dedication are the hallmarks of this prolific friendship. You are listening to Harp Talk. I am your host, Patrice Fisher. Miss MacDonald, can you tell us a little bit about your musical background?
Well, I was very happy to have the opportunity to study in France when I was 17 years old with Henriette Regnier. And after a summer study with her, I knew I'd found my mentor in life and studied privately with her. And then she suggested I enter the Paris Conservatory the next year, which I did, and graduated from there with the Premier Prix in harp. And then came back to the United States and started my career.
You are listening to Danse des Lutins by Henriette Regnier, performed by Suzanne MacDonald. Linda, can you tell us a little bit about your musical background?
Well, I started my musical background with the piano. I was 5 years old, so I studied piano for 12 years and organ for 6 years. When Suzanne took the position at Indiana University and was still holding her position at Juilliard, she felt that she could not handle it all alone. And so I left my many universities in the San Francisco Bay Area and also went to Bloomington and worked as associate instructor with her at Indiana University. And so it was at that time, that, which was 1981, that it's really a funny story. We started the publishing company, but we were driving in the middle of winter from Ohio to Bloomington when we got the idea to do it, and we were so involved in making plans that we ran out of gas on the freeway in the middle, and it was at night, and it was a terrible snowstorm, and we had to get out of the car and hike over a fence down to a farm to get to a telephone. We will never forget that was the inception of Music Works. But I guess we had a good idea.
Henriette Regnier, my teacher, wrote Contemplation as a dedication for a chapel in the French countryside.
Their work together was instrumental in the formation of the World Harp Congress, as well as the USA International Harp Competition, the Harp Olympics, and Harp for Today Method Book Series, and well-loved compositions such as Haikus for Harp.
The long-distance collaboration for our music publications works that it's not easy. In the beginning, it was much easier. It took us 3 years to do the Harp Olympics series and another 3 years to prepare this latest Harp for Today method. So that represents a tremendous amount of work for both of us. In the haiku books, we also tried to give pieces to develop certain techniques, and the firefly being chased and hiding behind the moon is a very, very good trill exercise as well as a contemporary sounding piece.
The basis of our teaching is encouragement. We want to encourage young people, to encourage them that they're always holding up a higher standard, but encourage them right where they're at. Everybody has something that they've done well, and to build on that and to give them, first of all, that encouragement that they're doing something well, and then try to raise them to a higher level.
Listening to Un Sospiro by Franz Liszt, arranged by Henriette Renier. PBS made a documentary called Harp Dreams, following 5 students in their preparations for their brainchild, the USA International Harp Competition. Ms. McDonald and Linda Woodrollo have influenced and inspired harpists for 4 decades, creating one of the largest and most highly respected harp departments in the world at Indiana University.
The USA International Harp Competition was founded in 1989, and it is held on the campus of Indiana University every 3 years. We've had altogether way over several hundred harpists have come from all, 300 some harpists have come to compete there. Harriet Beecher Stowe said, "Men's greatest successes come after their greatest disappointments." And I think it would help students to have that attitude that, all right, this time I didn't win any prize. But to learn from that and look at who did and to think this is the level I must get to and therefore put them in a position where they can win after that, you know, and they must love what they do very deeply.
Listening to Toccata, composed and performed by Suzanne McDonald. You are listening to Harp Talk, featuring harpists Suzanne McDonald and Linda Woodrollo. For more information, visit their website at musicworksharpeditions.com. This program was produced by the New Orleans chapter of the American Harp Society and supported by a grant from the Louisiana Division of the Arts, as administered by the Arts Council of New Orleans. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares, and I am your host, Patrice Fisher.